Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
This is Your Network of Praise. Thank you for turning on the radio. And about this time every Monday, we like to set aside a moment to catch you up to date with what's happening across Your Network of Praise. Roger Lundquist, General Manager of Your Network of Praise, joins us for this conversation. And Roger, we want to go to Glendive, Montana country and find out what's happening. We've been talking and looking forward to KGLE FM joining the AM station.
Well, that's right. And you know how it is, Dave, when you're a little kid and you're waiting for Christmas to come you're counting the days on the calendar.
Yes.
That's kind of how I feel right now as we look at the fact that the equipment is going to be arriving in the next week or so. The transmitter ships on October 26th, so just a couple days from now. It'll only take probably 4 or 5 days to get to Montana. And the same with the antenna system. That's coming from the other side of the country, but that will be arriving in Montana about the same time as the transmitter. Mm-hmm. So we have everything ready to go. Our hope is that we'll be able to get KGLE on the air on the new FM channel in mid to late November. The one variable that we're still working on is getting the antennas hung on the tower. We need a tower crew to be ready to go on that. And that's kind of a pending issue, so please be praying about that. But other than that, we're ready to go, and we cannot wait to throw the switch on KGLE 91.9 FM.
Okay, that's exciting. Yeah, just so folks know, these tower crews kind of circulate around the country, and you try to grab mm-hmm. one when they're somewhat nearby and schedule something with them, so it can be interesting times.
Yes, it can. And they also work on emergencies. So they may schedule something and then call you on short notice and say, we're not coming after all. We have an emergency somewhere else. And please do be praying about that. And I also should just say a quick thank you to everyone in Eastern Montana who has so generously supported KGLE during this last year or so. We really appreciate your partnership with KGLE and Your Network of Praise. And we can't wait for this new service to be on the air for you.
Yeah, that's been very encouraging. Hey, you mentioned it's like opening Christmas presents, something like that. This next one's sort of along those same lines. I remember as a kid, my parents would hide the gifts in their closet pre-Christmas, and sometimes I'd go shake it and try to figure out what it is. We have another special announcement, but we're not ready to unwrap it yet.
That's right, and you can't even shake it. You just have to wait till next Monday. But I'll tell you, Dave, a few years ago during one of our share-a-thons, we had the theme, God is on the move. We could almost bring that back right now. Yeah. He is on the move. We do have a very special announcement, so be sure to tune in Network Update next Monday.
Okay. All right, we'll do it next Monday about the same time. Now let's head south to Africa, and we've been talking about a conference, Africa by Radio, ABR.
Yeah, we are really thrilled about this. Your Network of Praise is African Ministry, the New Life Africa Satellite Network, and our French language ministry, Vie Nouvelle Afrique, are co-sponsors of the ABR Media Conference in Abidjan in the Ivory Coast. Joseph is there. We also have three of our staff members, Johanna from Tanzania, Justice from Kenya, and Isabel from Cameroon are all joining Joseph at the ABR Media Conference. And throughout the conference, which is taking place over this next several days, they're going to be meeting with station people from all over the African continent. They'll be sharing the ways that we can work together to enhance the ministries of those radio stations by having them use the network programming from New Life Africa Satellite Networks. And just some very special things. We're also doing something kind of fun that ABR Media asked us to do as a sponsor. And they said we'd like to highlight one radio station. And Dave, you know how this works because this is something done in the United States at the NRB conferences. Mm-hmm. But they wanted to name a station of the year and have the operator of that station receive some special gifts and things that may help them in their ministry. Oh. And so we agreed to sponsor that. So YNOP's ministry in Africa is sponsoring the Station of the Year for the continent of Africa. And we're doing that every year now with the ABR Media Conference. So we're real excited about that. that's going to be a great blessing to the winner, and we'll be able to tell you in a couple of weeks who the winner was for the first Africa Station of the Year Award.
Oh, boy, that is exciting. Okay, we'll look forward to that. Now, we've been talking also about RadioAfrica.fm, the podcast page that is available for folks to listen to gospel messages, and we're seeing some responses to this.
Yeah, and that's been one of the really fun parts, because we, of course, talk about it on the air on our satellite networks and on Facebook and everything, on the Africa Network Facebook pages. So we've, of course, had response from people in our listening area in places like Kenya and Tanzania, Sierra Leone, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, nations like that, where we have listeners already. But the thing that's really been fun to see is the responses coming from places that we don't have stations carrying our programming. In many of these, it's places where Christian radio is not even allowed by law, and yet people are finding and listening and downloading programs from RadioAfrica.fm already.
Wow.
In places like Egypt, South Africa, North Macedonia, Russia, Iraq, the Gabon
Wow.
Republic in West Africa. And it's so cool to see that, because we know that here are men and women receiving the Word of God in their own language, and being able to finally tap into that in so many of these places where there's just no way to hear it on a local radio station. So again, we're just overwhelmed at the way that God has put this all together. And of course, Dave, the other exciting part about RadioAfrica.fm is that in a very short time, the fifth language is going to go live on that podcast network.
Okay. And now, this is a language many of us won't be all that familiar with.
Yeah, Hausa. It's a language, honestly, I had never even heard of it. But 51 million people in Africa speak the Hausa language. And they're not just in one country, they're scattered around the continent. And that being the case, there's really not a whole lot of audio that they can listen to. A local radio station is probably not going to be broadcasting in Hausa. And so again, this opportunity to use podcasting is very, very key, because it enables us to find the best of the best Hausa language Christian content, put it all in one place, and then advertise and promote that so people in Hausa-speaking countries know it's there and they can go ahead and tune that in. Many of them have limitations on bandwidth, so not everyone in Africa can use podcasting, but for the millions of people who can, we're just thankful that it can be there. And once again, we're trying our best to just do what we've been talking about all year, following that call to go wherever and however God directs.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing, and it's humbling to think that as we listen to this network update from our own little communities, wherever we are, we all work together. We make the resources available, and we've had wonderful folks in Africa working with us, and then we just pray, and the Holy Spirit's been active, drawing people unto Himself. That's very exciting.
Yeah. Well, it is, and it is really a team effort, as you said. We have, of course, staff working on it. We have the people in Africa who are working for New Life Africa Satellite Networks working. And again, our listeners are really the key part, because we can have all kinds of great dreams and ideas and all the vision in the world,
yeah,
but if we don't have prayer and the funding to make it happen, then nothing's going to happen. And so we're very grateful for the generosity and the prayers of every YNOP listener who's part of the activities this year.
Okay. Thank you, Roger. Thanks for the information and the tease. Next week, we'll be listening to find out some more surprises. It's our network update every Monday, about 8:15 in the morning, 5:15 in the afternoon here on Your Network of Praise. You can listen to the whole thing on our podcast page at ynop.org, or we'll be posting this also on Your Network of Praise Facebook page.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.